Hello, this is John Vincent, and welcome to the Conscious Mind Reprogramming Techniques. In this session, I'm going to share with you a number of Conscious Mind NLP techniques to help you boost and increase your confidence. Follow these Conscious Mind techniques with the hypnosis recording to boost and increase your confidence. Keep track of your progress on the accountability square. I want you to take a moment right now just to think of three areas where you want more confidence in your life. I'm going to ask you to put these three areas into your accountability square. And remember, you can do this again and again and again with more and different situations. But for right now, let's just focus on three different areas that you want to have more confidence in. When you have a thought, a neural pathway is created in your brain. This new neurocortical pathway is reinforced every time you have the same thought. So, as you continue to see yourself becoming more and more confident, as you continue to feel yourself becoming more and more confident, and as you continue to tell yourself that you're becoming more and more confident, the neurocortical pathways in your brain will be thickened, strengthened, and become more dominant. And you will become more confident. Your body posture, your physiology, your voice tone, your internal dialogue and the way that you talk to yourself, the way that you picture yourself in your mind's eye, your actions and your behaviors will all be reinforced by repetition. Repetition is the key. We have five senses. Our sense of smell and taste can give us great pleasure in restaurants, and billions of dollars are spent each year on perfumes. Our sense of feelings are something that give us feelings of confidence or give us feelings of lack. These limit us enormously or empower us enormously. We can all see things in our mind's eye. Everybody visualizes. Everybody also thinks with an internal dialogue. Some people's visualizing faculties are better developed than others, while other people are able to recall things that people have said to them. And sometimes, somebody will recall something that was said to them days ago and continue to feel bad because of what was said to them, or worse, what they said to themselves. Do you have a negative internal dialogue that criticizes you, that tells you you're just not good enough, or who do you think you are? You'll never amount to anything. Do you have a negative internal dialogue that is not confident and is not empowering to you? Stop for a moment and think about the last time you criticized yourself. Think about what you said. And listen to the tonality that you use to criticize yourself. The tonality is normally harsh and abrasive. It's normally a criticizing or nagging tone of voice, not a confident and empowering tone of voice. Whenever you notice yourself using a negative internal dialogue, stop. And realize that it's your voice, it's your internal dialogue, and you have control over how it sounds. Take the dialogue that is criticizing and nagging and move it. Imagine moving it right outside of you, further and further off into the distance. Make its voice squeaky and high-pitched. And as you listen to your negative internal
internal dialogue way up in the distance, criticizing you, telling you you'll never amount to anything, you'll never.
It has a different impact on your neurology. You feel different about it. Now, I want you to think of a time when you were really confident and when you told yourself really confidently something. I want you to imagine a really confident internal dialogue. Say to yourself in confident tones that you are capable. Whenever you notice yourself using a negative internal dialogue, stop and realize that it's your voice. It's your internal dialogue and you have control over how it sounds. Take the dialogue that is criticizing and nagging and move it. And now, instead, replace that internal dialogue with a confident-sounding internal dialogue about how you can do, or can learn to do, or can feel comfortable and confident in the situation. The mind and body are intimately linked. If you sit slumped forward with your head hanging forwards, it makes you feel lethargic. Whereas, if you sit upright, excited, on the edge of your seat, you feel a different set of feelings. When a total stranger smiles at you, and you smile back, it makes you feel good. This is the copycat confidence exercise. In a moment, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to stand up and close your eyes. What I want you to do is to think of somebody who exudes confidence. This can be somebody you know, or this can be an actor or actress. So stand up, and in front of you, imagine seeing somebody with all of those confident qualities you want. And if it's safe and appropriate to do so, close your eyes. See the person standing in front of you. Notice the way they stand, the way they hold themselves, the expression on their face, the vibe of their body. And I'm going to ask you to imagine stepping into that person. So step forwards and step into this imagination of this person. Copy the way they stand, the expression on their face. Copy the vibe they have in their body. Get a sense of that feeling of confidence, the way they feel confident. Imagine seeing the world the way they see the world. And allow your unconscious mind to copy these feelings of confidence into your own neurology. Then, imagine seeing yourself stood in front of you, looking and seeming really confident. With these feelings of confidence, step forward and into that image of you. Feel really confident and see the world confidently. Then, imagine seeing yourself even more confident and charismatic, and feel those feelings of confidence. And open your eyes and come on back out. Repeat this exercise every day for at least a week, either listening to this track or simply just take a few moments to imagine seeing somebody really confident. Close your eyes, step into that image of them, feel those feelings of confidence and feel how great it would be to be like that. In a moment, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Because everybody is confident about certain things. You are confident in your ability to drive a car, or not. You're confident in your ability to get up, get dressed, and have breakfast each morning. You're confident in your ability to read a book. These may sound like small things that you are confident in. You are confident in your ability to earn money. You're confident in your ability to feed yourself or your family. These are big and important things. And while they may be things that you do regularly and don't think about and don't recognize as being things that you are confident about, there are other times that you have felt really confident. So, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and bring to mind a time when you were really confident. See what you saw when you were there. Hear what you heard. Feel how confident you felt in that situation. Bring to mind a time when you were powerfully confident. And imagine stepping into that version of you, seeing out through the eyes of that confident you, feeling those feelings of confidence, hearing yourself talk with confident tones. Feel those feelings of confidence spread up and down your body. Feel those feelings of confidence all over you. And bring to mind another occasion, another activity that you're confident in your ability to do. And feel that feeling of confidence in your ability. And imagine that feeling spreading up to the top of your head and down to the bottom of your toes. And give that feeling a color and spread it up to the top of your head again, down to the bottom of your toes. Envelop your body in that confident and powerful feeling. Place your thumb between your middle finger and index finger and squeeze that together as you feel the feelings of confidence. Associate the squeeze of your thumb between your fingers to the feeling of confidence. Feel confidence and squeeze those fingers together again. Feel confident and squeeze your thumb between your fingers again. Squeeze your thumb and feel confident, associating the squeeze of your fingers and thumb to the feelings of confidence. Imagine those feelings of confidence starting again, boosting, going all around your body, up to the top of your head, down to the bottom of your toes, and feel that confident feeling as you squeeze your thumb and finger together. That's right. Feel those feelings of confidence and squeeze your thumb and finger together as you feel confident. Now, imagine doing something where you want more confidence and squeeze your thumb and finger. Have those confident feelings as you imagine yourself doing something you want more confidence in. That's right. Feel confident as you imagine yourself doing this thing. That's right. Squeeze your thumb and finger together. Feel that confident feeling as you imagine yourself doing the thing that you want to feel more confident doing. See yourself being confident in that situation and feel those feelings of confidence now. Now, open your eyes and come on back out. Creating an associational link between the feelings of confidence and squeezing your thumb between your fingers means that you can squeeze your thumb between your fingers and re-access that state of confidence and flood your body with confident feelings. The more often that you do this exercise, the bigger that you can create that feeling of confidence. So now, if you put your thumb between your fingers and gently squeeze, those feelings of confidence come back. And the more that you practice this, the more powerfully you can have those feelings of confidence return each time you squeeze your thumb between your fingers. As well as accessing confident states whenever we wish by triggering an anchor, we can plan to have more confidence in future situations. How often have you heard people say things like, "He was late last time, almost half an hour. If he's late again, I'm going to be so annoyed." That person is planning to be annoyed if the other person is late. They are ahead of time imagining how they're going to act in that situation. They are planning to be annoyed and frustrated? Well, it's time to plan to be confident. So, what I want you to do is to think of a situation in the future where you want to have more confidence. Close your eyes. Imagine seeing yourself being confident in that situation, acting confident, have that confident vibe. See yourself giving off that confident air, talking in a confident manner, and squeeze your thumb between your fingers. Trigger those feelings of confidence as you see yourself acting and being confident now. And squeeze your thumb and fingers together again. And now, see yourself in that same situation from a different point of view, and squeeze your confident anchor. Flood your body with those feelings of confidence. Spread them up to the top of your head, down to the bottom of your toes, and see yourself acting, sounding, talking, and being confident now. Open your eyes and come on back out. Repeat this with two other areas that you want to have more confidence. Now that you've installed this confident anchor, squeezing your thumb between your fingers, it takes just a moment to picture yourself in a new situation and fire off those feelings of confidence. Repeat this simple exercise daily. Picture how you want to have more confidence and fire off that confident anchor. If you're about to meet somebody, fire off that confident anchor. If you're about to go somewhere and do something, imagine doing it. Squeeze that confident anchor as you picture yourself doing this activity, so that as you imagine seeing yourself doing this activity, you feel confident. Flood your body with feelings of confidence as you see yourself doing this activity. Stack up other feelings of confidence on top of the anchor you already have. Enhance it, increase it. Over the next week, take some time just to boost feelings of confidence and associate them to the squeeze of your thumb and fingers. Then, trigger that anchor when you want confidence. When you're in a situation and you want a burst of confidence, trigger that feeling of confidence by squeezing your thumb and finger. Imagine how you want to be more confident in the future and squeeze that thumb between your fingers. Do the copycat confidence exercise. Walk tall, have more confidence, listen to the Hypnosis CD and become a more confident and charismatic person.